something for the weekend on Saturday. And Adrian Curley is on the line from Generation Tech. Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
How are you doing, Fiona? Great, thanks.
Tell me, what is it that you do at Generation Tech?
What we basically do is provide online support to carers who are over 65 years of age. Technological help with their electronic devices. If they lose their password for Gmail or their online shopping, we can help them with that. Their smartphones, tablets, laptops, we can teach them how to use Zoom. And depending on the type of caller and their capabilities, we can take it slow, we can go as fast as their skill set allows.
Okay.
We do callbacks. So they call on our number, we try and help them there, we can call them back.
So this is kind of for the older generation who might not know, and I mean everything around us has changed in that even when they buy, if they do buy a new telly, they're smart tellies now, so they need to kind of know how to navigate that. If they have a mobile phone, the likelihood is it's going to be a little bit complicated to work for them. Even when it comes to, you know, having Wi-Fi in the house, I think most households kind of have it now as well, but if it goes off, how to reconnect and how to do these things. So you provide this service for the over 65s, really, isn't it? But how do they know that they're safe, though? Because there's so many scams going around at the moment. I'm sure that older people are very nervous about even getting help from anybody or giving out their passwords or, do you know, that kind of way?
Yeah, that's true. But the government has been quite good in publicising not to give bank account numbers or private details. On our website, we say we never take personal details like bank account numbers or credit cards. Our service is completely free. And if they call us at our call number, they can see it's published. They can look it up. When we call them back, they'll see the number on their smartphone or the caller ID, and they'll see it's from our call center.
Okay.
We have software from Microsoft on the laptop called MS Quick Assist, which allows us to log on to their laptop to help and show them how to do stuff, fix different parts of their computer. But we would never push any service or assistance on any caller that they're not comfortable with.
Okay. And do they have to pay for this, Adrian?
No, everything's free. For example, Zendesk is a software company that provides our call center software. All our volunteers are remote workers.
Okay.
So we screen each of our volunteers, give them training on how to handle the calls. We tell them to take it slow. Often our calls can be 2 hours to a caller.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Black Knight Solutions is another company. They give us our infrastructure for free, where we host our website and our Zendesk call center software. And all our volunteers volunteer for free. So for us, it costs nothing because of the sponsorship from the companies and from the free time the volunteers give us.
And it might sound like an odd question, but why do you do it? Because you could be charging, I suppose, to do something like this, but yet you're doing it for free.
Think about it. In life's hard. I mean, most people retire, if they're lucky enough to have a pension, it's not full wages they're getting. People don't have money to be thrown around. And our services are specifically aimed at a group where technology wasn't freely available when they were young. So they need help more than any other bracket in our society. For example, if we had people calling up for assistance because they normally go into the government office to renew their driving license. So we'd help them get their government ID online. We'd help them fill out the forms. They're not used to filling it out on paper. Our service is going to be needed more and more as more of our government services and community services go online and become electronic rather than paper driven.
And the volunteers are vetted so that you know they're not dodgy and they're not going to try and take advantage of these older people.
No, they can't. All our calls are recorded. We vet all our volunteers. They're all located in Ireland. It's not like we have somebody in Hong Kong or somewhere in Europe working as a volunteer. They're all locally vetted within Ireland. Not Garda vetted, but vetted that we check out where they live. We can have an interview with them. Then we do some training sessions with them and away they go. And then we can check the recordings. But we always, even on our website, you see, we ask, don't give banking information, don't give any private information.
Adrian, if anybody would like to get help from Generation Tech, how do they contact you? And if you can give me a website, but is there a phone number as well, for people who can't work the laptop to even get onto the website in the first place?
True. The phone number in the Republic of Ireland is 01963-3288. And our website is generationtech.ie.
And are the phone lines, what kind of times are they open at?
We offer service Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, very good.
And then you can call on Saturday and Sunday, just leave a message and we'll get back to you on Monday morning.
Okay, very interesting. Well, I'm sure a lot of people will be calling you now, Adrian, as a result of this. Generation tech support for the older generation who might need a bit of help with their laptops or their mobile phone or their smart TV or their Wi-Fi. A great idea. Thanks so much for taking our call today, Adrian, and have a lovely weekend.
Thank you very much. You have a great day too, Trina.
Bye-bye. This is Something for the Weekend. Bye. On Ireland's Classic Hits.